Hello, my name is Ollery Lane, and I'm reading a selection from To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. Dill and Jem were simply going to peep in the window with the loose shutter to see if they could get a look at Boo Radley. And if I didn't want to go with them, I could go straight home and keep my fat, flopping mouth shut, that was all. But why in the holy Sam hell did you wait until tonight? Because nobody could see them at night. Because Atticus would be so deep in a book, he wouldn't hear the kingdom coming. Because if Boo Radley killed them, they'd miss school instead of vacation. And because it was easier to see inside a dark house in the dark than in the daytime. Did I understand? Jem, please, Scout, I'm telling you for the last time, shut your trap or go home. You're getting more like a girl every day. With that, I had no option but to join them. We thought it was better to go under the high wire fence at the rear of the Radley House lot. We stood less chance of being seen. The fence enclosed a large garden and a narrow wooden outhouse. Jem held up the bottom wire and motioned Dill under it. I followed and held up the wire for Jem. It was a tight squeeze for him.
"Don't make a sound," he whispered. "Don't get in a row of collards, whatever you do. They'll wake the dead."
With this thought in mind, I made perhaps one step per minute. I moved faster when I saw Jem far ahead beckoning in the moonlight. We came to the gate that divided the garden from the backyard. Jem touched it. The gate squeaked.
"Spit on it," whispered Dill. "You got us in a box, Jem," I muttered. "We can't get out of here so easy." "Shh, spit on it, Scout."
We spat ourselves dry, and Jem opened the gate slowly, lifting it aside and resting it on the fence. We were now in the backyard of Boo Radley's house.